Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
One more shot against them, and that would have to be
why,
in the
so
NLCS.
You could be disappointed again?
I don't know. Revenge is a
let me ask you,
cold.
You're going to hate this question, but I'm going to demand that you and Tommy answer.
I'll answer anything.
All right, is that a fair?
Go ahead.
One-time only deal here?
Big Mac.
All right, if you're going to get eliminated from the postseason, which team would you prefer eliminates you?
I want to go as far as possible. I want to go as far as possible.
All right, before the World Series.
The Atlanta Braves.
The Atlanta Braves.
Because it means I got to the NLCS. I don't want to go down without a fight.
Okay, how about you, Tommy? Who do you want to knock you out?
Braves. Same thing as Evan.
So you could handle that?
Yeah.
Luke getting swept and then having the Braves knock you out?
That's fine.
You could deal with that.
That's fine. We want to run. Show some guts.
Exactly. We want to see him win. I don't want to lose two straight to the Padres and call it a day.
Okay.
You know how pathetic that is?
All right, so, and if we took it all the way, you'd rather the Yankees knock you out. I got you. All good. We're on the same page.
I didn't go that far.
Totally appreciate where we're at here. See that Big Mac? That's where we're at. They would tolerate a Yankee World Series win over them. So we got that going for us.
You know what? I'll answer that. Yeah. Yeah.
Because I want to get that you fought.
I want to get to the World Series. I want to win a World Series. But if you ask me right now, I want to go as far as humanly possible. I just felt what it was like to get embarrassed in the first round of the playoffs,
yes.
And it sucked. I felt what it was like to lose a wild card game and go home 6 years ago, and it sucked. Now, I've also experienced losing by a half an inch and losing on a strike three call. I've done it all in terms of losing, right? I want to go as far as possible. Did you know all the references I made? Or did you pick up on all
of them? Yeah, so you're willing to lose to the Braves and the Yankees.
I don't want to lose in a wild card
round. I know.
Look, Craig, I don't want to lose,
period. That's the right answer.
Obviously, I don't want to lose, period, but you're asking me. I want to see them go on a run.
I think that's the right answer. Not that you care or if there's a right or wrong.
Like, think
but
about
if you answered
this.
It any other way, I'd be disappointed.
Craig, think about
that's
this.
That's all. Yes.
You know I love baseball.
Talk to me, baby.
I love baseball, right? Hello?
Yes, I know you love baseball.
Do you think I know a little bit about baseball?
I think you know
smart
baseball
guy.
More than the average person.
All right.
Yes.
If the Mets get knocked out by the Padres in two games.
Yes, what a letdown.
I know that I'm going to watch every Yankee playoff game, but I want to have my team there too.
Of course.
I don't want to have this bitterness of watching the MLB playoffs thinking about what could have been. So
I agree.
Think our life, and then when you go to work, if you're listening at home, you're in a good mood. Oh, just see game one. Can you believe Lindor did that? Like, it extends our joy. It extends our happiness.
Yes.
Now, ultimately, I'm pretty sure this is all going to end in horror like it always does. It always does, but extend our joy. Would you rather be married for 5 minutes or 50 years?
50 years.
Of course. Would you rather have a playoff run of 3 weeks or 2 days?
I guess that depends.
I'll ask you then, Mr. Yeah. Yankee fan.
Bring on the noise.
Would you rather lose three straight to Cleveland?
Yeah.
Or a game seven against the Mets? In the World Series, obviously. Well, you think, Big Mac, you have an answer to that?
If I lose to Cleveland, does that mean the Mets still win the World Series? Or are they only winning the World Series if they beat me in game seven?
Why are you complicating
this? Because that changes things. If you tell me the Mets win the World Series regardless, then the Indians can knock me out.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're crazy.
You want to live with, we got swept by Cleveland sports talk radio, and as a Yankee fan, just in general, living with, we got swept by Cleveland in my brain for the next 5 months?
Here's the problem. I see how you guys are and have been, and I respect the fandom a great deal. You know I do. But I also recognize there's a level of douche troll that I think would border on obnoxious to the point of making me want to vomit.
Wait a second. On our part towards you?
Yes.
You think that
you
I will...
and him especially.
Well, hold on. You think I will think come
I'd come
on
in,
the radio.
I think you'd leave like little New York Met apples on my seat.
No, here's what I will
that
tell you.
That kind of crap.
This is what I'll tell you and I'll tell everybody else.
Yeah.
I don't forget what you say and I don't forget what you do. So if you've done nothing to me, we will have no issue. But if you did something to me,
yes,
and I've noticed something you've done, I won't forget.
But here's Evan, but you,
simple,
what you
I
do,
think that's fair.
You'll respond to the collective.
Will I?
It won't just be me.
I have a list.
You'll want to get back at me because I will represent the Yankee fan base to you. And since you can't talk to all them, you'll talk to me.
So you think I'm going to let it out on everybody, even though it's really just at you?
Yes, yes. Gibraltar was a girl. What, Thomas?
We keep the receipts.
Oh, stop with that. I hate that's the new cliche thing. I hate that.
He is right, though. Yesterday and today, I received a lot of messages or saw a lot of things, and I won't forget. That's all. No threats, just I won't forget. I'm keeping track. I'm keeping track.
Of course you're keeping track.
There's one specific thing that happened to me in this building this morning that I'll keep to myself that I will not forget.
Something happened this morning?
Yes.
On this radio station.
It was not on this radio station. It was in this building.
Something happened in the building.
Somebody said hi to me.
Okay.
And they never.
Is that bad?
Yes, here's why.
Okay.
They never say hi to me. And it was done with a bleep eating grin. And I don't like that when there's an ulterior motive.
Like they knew that you were paying from the suite.
Yes.
And they went out of the way to say, hey, buddy.
It'd be like this. Now, I do say, I think I say hi to Lugie and Big Mac every day. But if I didn't. And I ran over after a Yankee loss and was like, hi, Big Mac. I didn't say anything else. Just, hi, Big Mac.
Yeah.
Yeah. I keep it in the
receipts.
I
know that tone.
Who did it? Who did it? An on-air person?
It's privacy.
Was it an on-air person or off-air
I'm
person?
Keep that to myself.
Well, just tell me on-air or off-air. Because if it's off-air, I would never say the name on-air because they wouldn't have that expectation. If it's an on-air person, I could quickly deduce who it is, Brandon Tierney.
It was not Brandon Tierney.
Okay, good. He's out.
Who, Brandon's been very. He's never
it
done that.
On air, off air.
I can see why that would be your perception.
Because he's
but
a Yankee fan.
Yeah, but he's been a good dude off air.
Brandon's
stuff like
a great guy. I love Brandon. I'm just thinking of a Yankee fan that might want to have a little modicum of joy at your expense.
Craig,
and it wasn't
part
me.
Of keeping the receipts and remembering.
Yeah.
Is so that they don't know that you know that I know. So I will not reveal that name.
Sean
I won't
Moresh.
Reveal any of the names.
Is Moresh.
I won't reveal any names.
Is Moresh?
It is not Sean Moresh.
No? Okay. But just tell me on air, off air.
On air.
On air person.
And I'll remember, and I won't forget.
Okay. Let's see. Well, not the morning. So it's got to be an update guy. Update guy or producer. Hoffman's a Met fan, I think, right?
You think?
Is he a Met fan?
Yeah, he does the...
I know he's the guy that, you know, illegally stole my Twitter account and then posted nice things about himself.
Yeah, no, he's the guy with the you have the most respect for in the entire station.
By the way, I appreciate what he did. It's a great thing. I've done it to him. I'm good with it. I just don't like the fact that he then made my account a sister account to his
so that he can do it again.
So that he can log in wherever he wants.
Yeah, he wants to do it again.
But I want to be clear. What he did, whatever night it was, Saturday night, totally get it. Love it. I'm good with it. I will now forever connect my Twitter account here. But he then took the next step and attached my account as a sister account.
Is there
That's
something he could have tweeted that you would have said that crossed the line?
I don't know. Probably not. I mean,
really?
I don't know. I mean, could he? Yes. You could obviously, there's anything. I can say something to you that's all crossed the line. That we all have something that's, well, maybe not Big Mac, but we all have something that eventually crosses the line. Yeah. Think about your stupid squabbing with Tommy right now.
Over I have no what? Issue. I have no issue with Luke.
Over the fact that
no
he's not allowed to have an opinion as a Met fan, and you're Geppetto.
That's not what I said.
You're like, don't you talk Mets without, I know what the Mets things are.
I never said that.
And you returned his text. He's very hurt by it.
That is true. I did not return his text. Yeah. And I apologize for that. I came in and said, look, I am sorry I didn't return your text.
Yeah, okay. And then it went beyond that.
Then he lumped
but
him
I don't need
everybody.
You telling me what's blah, 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 blah.
I didn't
blah,
mean
blah.
It as you were like everyone
your
else.
Your text was pointless. No, and it was just one of the 100 I got yesterday.
Yeah, so talk down to me in the newsroom.
That's
I don't
not
need
what
to
I meant.
Hear from you. I know Max was bad. Really?
I yep. apologize. That was not my
just
intention.
Just be a dude and be a friend for once in your life to one of your few friends. Let's be honest, Evan. You don't
wow.
have to take your shoes
Look
off the couch.
Guy.
Well, I got personal. Earlier, I didn't get personal. Now I got personal. Because you're trying to, like, say, why? I said I was sorry.
I am sorry.
Yeah, but you were a jerk.
How I about, didn't mean how it about in that stop? Tone that it
How about
came
instead
out.
Of sorry, change? Why don't you change,
wow.
Evan? Because everyone babies you, and I'm not going
oh
to. Maybe
God.
Change and be a better person.
I think my wife said this to me, like, a few weeks ago.
It sounds,
stop saying you're
yeah,
sorry.
Yesterday.
Can you change that?
Yeah. Sounds to me like someone's keeping receipts over there.
It's over when I say it's over.
Yeah. Ooh.
He's using the same stick on me now.
It's not over yet. All because, Evan, A, first didn't return your text. And then, B, when you made your point about the Mets, he made it clear he didn't need you to tell him what happened in the weekend series.
I didn't mean it as in you. I meant it as,
as what?
I just was in no mood to discuss or read or write or respond to Met-related. And you weren't the only one. Other friends, other people I like, where I was like, I don't want to deal with this. And with you, here's where you were special. I knew I'd see you Monday. And I knew we'd have a discussion Monday about the travesty baseball-wise that we saw over the weekend.
But we didn't.
Yes, we did.
You basically said it from across the hall, again, like I'm your
no,
peon.
No, I came in and then you had nothing. You didn't no. want to talk to me.
You and Big Mac yucked it up like you always do. And then you go to me, A, when you need something, or B, like this, to talk down to me. And I swear to you, I said this to Big Mac. I almost got up and punched you in the face.
Punched wow. me in the
now,
face?
Now, I would have been wow. fired. I would have been a hero forever for doing it.
To
although,
who?
You the digital
you
team,
would have been fired.
It.
I could probably, that's yeah. for sure.
And I didn't do it. And I didn't do it.
Who the hell would
but
you be a hero
in my mind, I beat you up.
In your mind, you yeah. played rat-a-tat-tat on his face.
It was well-deserved.
Was yeah. I crying when you now, were punching me, or yeah, was yeah, I no. kind
Evan,
of manning up and getting through it?
As a mature adult, I have to say to you,
yes.
that constitutes a physical threat of violence towards your well-being.
Sounds
oh, no,
like it.
If you want to take this to the next level, you have the right as an employee of this company to let them know
no
that
way.
You feel... Okay,
no sorry. Way. Because right. I understand his anger as a Met fan. Maybe not as yeah. at me, per se.
Let me ask you a question.
I completely understand
the frustration.
If he
walked over to you in your office where you're alone, you know, doing whatever it is that you do on your iPad, and came right in and just punched you in the face.
I would have been stunned.
And then said, I'm so sorry, I can't believe I did that. But you really ticked me off with this Mets stuff, and I'm pissed off right. that the Mets got swept. I was out of character. I'm sorry, but he nailed you. He got you good. Not that you're like out and about, but he got you right across the chin.
Right.
Bang, right?
Right.
Do you let the bosses know that he did it? Or do you eat it and live to fight another day?
How soon does he apologize?
And like, he punches you in the face.
Right.
You get, you boom, oh, man.
Okay.
Right? Oh.
And immediately says,
and
I'm so
like,
sorry.
Then he's like, that's for blah, 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 blah. Man, I'm sorry. I can't believe I just did that. But you got me so angry about the Mets. Whatever.
Oh, I'd eat that.
You'd eat it.
If he apologizes right away?
Yeah, I
understand.
He leaves and comes back 20 minutes later.
20 minutes.
I thought about it. You're a dear friend of mine. I hope you want to get a free one in on me, which you wouldn't
oh,
do.
Free one?
You wouldn't do that, though.
I wouldn't do that, now.
And he's like, I'm really sorry. I can't believe I did that. I'll go off on my resignation now. What would you do?
I don't think I'd want him to get fired. Like, so even with the 20-minute delay, I would keep it to myself.
But now you're like, you're all swollen up.
Now I'm swollen? Am I in the
yeah.
hospital?
No. No, but
no
you swelled
hospital.
Up, bloody lip, or even a black eyelet.
I don't think I would.
What happened to your eye, Evan?
I don't think I would ever go to the bosses. Yeah. I don't want that to happen.
Free punch, Tommy?
Well, no, I'm not saying free punch. I'm
there
saying I don't think I would ever go that far. Okay. An immediate apology, I'd be good, like, within 30 seconds, especially because he doesn't hit
well,
that
look
hard.
Look how the Mets being swept has brought out the animalistic worst
but Craig,
than you two guys.
A big part of why I'd be okay and accepting of an apology is that. Like,
because you
recognize
the emotion
yes.
associated
yes.
with the Mets being swept.
If it was a regular Tuesday, I'd probably be more pissed off about it. Maybe I'd return fire with a kick of some sort.
I just got a text.
Yes.
Boomer just texted me. he's going to punch you tomorrow since it sounds like everybody gets a free one.
As long as you apologize.
He already apologized.
Oh, yeah.
He said, I'm sorry in advance for what's going to happen tomorrow. Tell Evan I'll be waiting for him.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.